Masechet Avot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet Vav. Mishnah says, Shammai Omer, the great Shammai, the counterpart to Hillel, he taught the following. Aseh Torah Techa Keva, make your Torah learning the main focus of your day, and pursuing a livelihood, a secondary occupation. In other words, the main focus of your time should be day and night Torah learning, and build in, carve in spots where you could focus on a livelihood and making a living and taking care of your padnasa. It shouldn't be that your main focus of the day is money and this world and olam hazeh and padnasa, but focus on Torah, and that should be the main point of your day. Others interpret this verse as saying, "Aseh Torah techa keva," make Torah set. What it means is you shouldn't change how you speak about Torah to different people. Talk about Torah the same way, whether somebody is lenient, whether somebody is strict. You should have your approach to Torah, what you think the right thing is, and say it like it is. Don't change how you discuss Torah based on the mood of the people that you're talking to. Secondly, emor me'at va'aseh harbeh. Say little, but do a lot. Don't be like those people who talk a big talk, but they don't end up accomplishing. Talk is cheap. Talk is not really substantial. Like Avraham Avinu, we see when he told the Malachim, "Va'ikhapat lechem," he said, "I'll bring you some. We'll bring you some bread." But what did he end up bringing them? He ended up bringing them va'ikach ben bakar rachvatov. He brought them an entire animal and he fed it to them and he gave them to eat. He spoke a little bit, but then he ended up accomplishing very much. That's the second idea of Shammai. Focus on action. Actions speak louder than words. And thirdly, Veve mekabel et kol ha'adam besevet panim yafot. Receive every person with a pleasant face. Be a person who, if you're having guests in your home, don't just think about, I'm feeding them, I'm taking care of them, and my mood and the expressions that I have are irrelevant, and therefore you could do it with a frown, you could do it with a sour face. No, when you're having people and you're accepting them, even if you're giving them the best things in the world, if you don't do it with a smile, you're going to make them feel very bad. It's going to, as if you gave them nothing. If you want eventually to have appreciation, you want people to understand the value of what you're doing, do it with a smile. Make them feel wanted, make them feel appreciated. And then even if you give them not such fancy things, you give them a little bit, but you do it the right way, it's as if you gave them all of the gifts in the world.